Got Martin Hilton on the line. Hello, Martin.
Hiya, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you. Got you perfect now. Now, you've got a nice little... You got in touch with us here at Wythenshawe FM because you've got a nice little story for us. 4 years ago, something happened to you, didn't it? Tell us a little bit about that, Martin.
It did. Experienced what's called an aortic dissection, which at the time when it happened, I didn't know what on earth that was.
What is it?
Good question. So what it is inside inside close to your heart, you've got a big artery that runs pretty much throughout the body. So the aorta is the big artery that takes blood from the heart and pumps it all around the body. So it's absolutely integral to life, to be honest. So it obviously supports the heart, but it also supports all the major organs. And what can happen with a dissection is that inside the artery, the different layers can become split, basically. Mm-hmm. And when they split, then the blood rushes in the wrong way and starts to form a real problem in the aorta, and it can ultimately rupture completely. Sadly, a lot
sort
of people...
It's a big thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty big thing, yeah. I mean, there is about 70 people a week experience...
that many?
...dissection. Yeah, that many.
Wow.
And sadly, half of those will die straight away.
Yeah.
Because if it ruptures, you're gone. There's no hope.
Yeah.
Luckily with me, I managed to, walk back home, actually. And that's one of the scary things. It's not a very dramatic thing always.
Yeah.
I mean, some people experience a lot of pain, others don't. I didn't experience a lot of pain. So I got myself home. Wife and daughter helped me get off to hospital, treated me brilliantly. Ended up in Wythenshawe, so big up to Wythenshawe. The amazing Mr. Mehta and his team spent nearly 15 hours stitching me back up and putting parts in that had gone wrong,
it amazes me how the thing, medical things that have just developed over the years, hasn't it? Because it probably was unheard of some time ago, wasn't it, this, that you could get mended, fixed.
Yeah, I think it is an amazing thing. And I think years ago, and even still today, a lot of deaths through aortic dissection will be misdiagnosed as a heart attack. One of the strange things that was said by the...
We just lost you a little bit there.
Am I back again?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah,
great. So I was just saying that a lot of times it can be misdiagnosed and actually put down as a heart attack, and if it's a fatality, and maybe obviously those things aren't. There's more awareness of it now.
And you're part of a charitable organisation now, aren't you, for this?
Yes, I met up with a charity called the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust, who a great bunch of folks, sadly, who was one of the founders, she experienced aortic dissection from a different perspective. Unfortunately, her father passed away through a dissection, and that largely followed a bit of a misdiagnosis. So he went to hospital, but they couldn't quite put the finger on what was right. And so he actually came home again and sadly passed away. So Caroline and others that have joined since have been really passionate about sort of raising the flag on aortic dissection, but also raising funds to help patients, but also the medical side as well. And we've done some great work with the medical teams just to try and help them improve diagnosis and move things forward that way.
Martin, I want to ask you, How did this come? Did it just come on? Is there any symptoms that you could get from the condition? Is there anything that pinpoints it or whatever?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's very variable, Dave. And in my case, there wasn't really any symptoms. I'd experienced a little bit of sort of back pain, probably up to about the month before. But I've always been very active as a runner and swimmer, and I just thought I'd got a bit of a pulled muscle in my back. So whether that was a connection or not,
it could have been. Some people will experience back pain. So if you are experiencing pains in the back or anywhere in the body, really, that's not resolving itself, it is worth getting checked out. Sometimes it could be blood pressure. So keeping an eye on blood pressure is really good. So if you've got intense blood pressure, feelings of maybe being dizzy or faint, you know, again, might be suggesting. So there are some symptoms, but unfortunately,
Well, I think we just lost you a little bit there towards the end of that. Yeah,
sorry,
just
Dave.
Breaks up a little
right.
bit.
I'll try and keep my head still.
Yeah.
So, I am. It is a bit of a silent killer, aortic dissection. So it is a difficult one to pick up. That's one of the problems, really. I'm trying to diagnose this, but typically it would be respiratory linked.
Yeah.
So, you know, shortness of breath, maybe dizziness, you know, sweating, you know, pains in the back, you know, symptoms that you might be more familiar with as having a heart attack, you know, it's worth getting checked out, you know, definitely.
Yeah. Now you're actually going to an attempt something, aren't you? You're going to be walking. You're doing an awareness, aren't you, to walk the entire South Coast path?
Yes. Yes. So
tell us about that.
So the Southwest Coastal Path stretches from Minehead and walks right the way down to Cornwall and then back up all the way back to Poole. So it's 630 miles of coastal area, which you always say, oh, walking by the sea, that's like walking on a beach, it'll be a breeze, but it's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
As you can think, you know, it's fairly, the coastal areas are fairly robust, and this is going to be the equivalent, and it scares me a bit when I say it, it's going to be the equivalent of going up Everest four times.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, of course.
So we've got a hell of a challenge ahead of us. But yeah, we're doing that, and we're raising money for the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust. So so that's our plan.
So when are you doing this?
So we start next week. We start We start next Thursday. We're heading down to Taunton and then joining the path at Minehead. And then, off we go. And we're going to be walking for 42 consecutive days over a period of 45 days. So we're having a couple of days off in the middle. Because as we get to St. Ives, we're gonna take our vows on the beach to each other. So it's myself and my wife that are doing the challenge. So that's cool. It's our 30th wedding anniversary this year. So
congratulations.
That'd be a cool thing to throw into the wall too.
Wow. So what preparation have you done for this, Martin?
Yes, we are pretty fit. I mean, I've always been fit. Fitness has always been really important for me. And that's why I suppose experiencing this was so much of a shock. And But I've been working my way back to fitness since the dissection, and I swim a lot. I mean, obviously we've been walking a lot, so we've been walking pretty much every day and building that up to a level where we can walk comfortably, sort of 10 to 12 miles every day.
Martin, just give us some information of where people can get information about your organisation, and importantly, how can they sponsor you? How can they donate?
Oh, brilliant. Well, if they could, that'd be amazing. I mean, there's a few different places they can catch us. There's the Aortic Dissection Charitable Trust.org, which is a bit of a mouthful.
It is, yeah.
That's quite a tricky one, but they'll find details there. And that'll give people more details about aortic dissection. We'd love people to join us on Facebook. So if they go to Facebook, if they're on Facebook, so facebook.com, and we've got a channel there called Walking the Path 24. So if they go to facebook.com/walkingthepath24, come and like our page, and we're going to be putting up loads of stuff on there about how we're progressing, and they can find details on how to sponsor us there if they could do. But if not, and they just wanted to go straight to justgiving.com, which is where we're doing our fundraising. Again, a bit of a mouthful, but we've got justgiving.com/page/Martin-and-Fiona-Hilton and a whole load of numbers after it. But if you put in that first section, I'm sure you'll get there. So yes, Martin and Fiona Hilton at justgiving.com.
Well, that's great. Thank you for talking to us today, Martin, about this. And I'm sure if Martin will send all the links over to us, and we can get that on our social media pages and whatever for you. But yeah, thank you, and good luck with the walk and everything that you're doing. Sounds amazing, especially you know that you're living proof, aren't you, of what medical science have actually done?
Yeah, totally. And you know, it's a bit of a surreal feeling, really, thinking, God, you know, I mean, if they hadn't been able to operate, I would have lasted probably 2 or 3 days. That was all. And to think, and I'm just so in debt. And like, every day really is like a new day, which is great. So, but thanks for having us today. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It's our pleasure. And any time that you want to come on, let us know.